watching now. This is what it feels like.
Armin Van Buuren, this is what it feels like here on the Pulse of South Jersey, Z88.9. It's Keebler in the morning, and joining us right now in studio, live in studio, Mike Fierro, who is the president of Judge VIP Careers, which is a division within the Judge Group, and you guys are helping veterans find jobs. You have a big event going on. Also, Tim Jordan, a veteran himself, is in studio with us, who's a part of the program. So how are you guys doing this morning?
Doing great.
Thank you so much for coming in studio, waking up early.
No problem. I took my rowboat to get here.
Yes, with the big storm moving in. But you guys have this big event coming up June 22nd, hosting the Army-Navy first ever arena football game down there at the Wells Fargo Center. And you're also hosting the Speed Career Networking event, which is, like we talked about before when you're on air with us, to help veterans get jobs. So could you tell us about the whole weekend, what's going on with the networking event, all that good stuff?
Sure thing. You know, first of all, thanks for having us on, because this is so important, what we're trying to do. You know, Judge VIP Careers is really all about getting jobs for veterans. That's really the bottom line here.
Yes.
The celebration is really the football game at the end, but and that's a special, you know, impact for our nation, because it's the first time ever that Army veterans, Navy veterans will play arena football inside against each other and have that rivalry hopefully go across the nation in the future. But it's really about veterans, you know, to getting jobs that day.
And how's this whole event gonna start? You guys have that networking event, and I know there's the whole there's the whole pregame thing going on around the concourse, outside the stadium, inside the stadium. But give us a walkthrough, I guess, from the start of the day through the end of the day with the big game.
Absolutely. So 1:30, from 1:30 to 4:30, we're having the career speed networking for veterans, military spouses, wounded warriors, those service personnel who are transitioning out of the military or looking for a career. Mm-hmm. There's an opportunity to face-to-face with companies like Subaru, Jacobs Engineering, Walgreens, some other big names, and be able to talk directly to them, not as like in a career fair setting, but a one-on-one speed networking, kind of like speed dating,
yeah,
where you get to handle directly interface with them for 2 minutes, 3 minutes at the most. But the chances of you getting a second or third interview are really good if you come to this event, because you'll be able to sit there, get direct impact to your elevator speech and see how you're doing, how you're communicating to an employer, and give you feedback directly. But the chances are really good of walking away with, you know, having a chance to get a job.
Now, have you guys been coaching the veterans about how to present themselves in such a short term? Like, you just mentioned the term elevator speech, and a lot of people may not know what that is.
Yep, absolutely. Our recruiters, we have about 250 recruiters nationwide, but all of them are geared up for this. So when someone registers to come in, on, you can go to judgevipcareers.com to register, mm-hmm, upload your resume, and our recruiters will contact you and talk you through this process. Talk you through your resume, make sure the resume format looks good and it's correctly identified. And as well as then get your elevator speech, we'll walk you through that as well, practice with you, and different kinds of questions that we're going to ask.
And Tim, you're a veteran yourself within the program. What have they done for you? What have you been doing with them? What's the experience been like?
Well, right now I'm transitioning from the military. I did 8 years of active duty and 22 years in the reserves, and now I'm looking to utilize my military skills to the civilian sector. I'm a retired Supply Corps officer. I retired as a captain, and now I'm looking to utilize those supply logistics chain project management skills that I've learned in the military over 30 mm-hmm. years to utilize a civilian career. And one of the things that the Judge Group is doing in VIP Careers is helping veterans take that transition, because you utilize your military skills and transition them over to a civilian sector, and they help you identify those skills that will apply for a civilian job.
And Mike, how did you guys come up with this whole program? Where did this whole idea, this whole brainchild start from? Because you guys launched the Veterans Division, Veterans Placement Division within the company. How did all this start, I guess?
Well, it's actually pretty amazing. It actually started with our CEO and founder, Marty Judge, who mm-hmm. woke up about 2 o'clock in the morning and said, after watching TV and seeing the unemployment rate for those 24-year-olds, about 20% or so, and saying, I got to make a difference. I got a company, been in business for 43 years, and in the recruiting space, I can make a difference nationwide. So he had that dream and said, you know something, I'm going to do something. I'm going to be proactive, and I'm going to take that hill by showcasing what I could do. I'm going to create a division around this to prove to people that we are in this all the way. We're going to make a difference.
Now, as you guys are gathering employers for an event like this, how do you overcome the idea in their head when they think of the military? They think of, you know, infantry, somebody with a gun running up a hill. You know, how do you convince them, oh, well, that's not all we teach people in the military?
Well, you know, the military is the greatest training institution in the world, and especially the United States. We are the best of the best. We are taught to be great in our from basic training all the way through our career. And that's kind of inherited in the tradition of the military. So when people look at the military, they look for leadership. They look for people who work under stressful conditions. They look for people who can take orders, who are going to show up to you and work for you that day and not leave. And keep the motivation to be there as well. You know, they want to make sure that they motivate other people, and that optimism brings, is a force multiplier, brings other people along as well. So the corporations want that. They want that integrity, those core values. More ever than today, we see in the news what's going on. So those are the things that are, those intangibles are coming into the corporations, and that's what people want. That's what companies want.
And now let's get back to the event here, the speed networking event that you have coming up. If they have a great day, what is the best accomplishment that they could reach at the very end of that day? So they just a great experience. What is the ultimate goal, I guess, is what I'm asking.
A couple things. One being at the end, if they're able to go through and go through a series of, let's say, 8 to 10 companies where we're going to set it up in groups, you know, within the, look at 50 companies in the Cadillac Grill in the Wells Fargo Center. Mm-hmm. So they'll go through a series of these groups. At the end of the day, hopefully, they're going to get 5 or 6 interviews. Different companies to be able to come back to. I don't think any company is going to hire somebody on the spot. That doesn't happen. But the chances of getting a second or a third interview back at the corporation's home office, wherever that may be, is really good.
Now, Tim, are you going to be participating in this as well?
Oh, absolutely. I'm a Naval Academy graduate. I played in 4 Army-Navy games, so this is kind of exciting.
Oh, that's awesome.
This is kind of exciting to see the arena football getting into the Army-Navy veterans and letting them play against each other. I will not be playing, as I said before, I was captain of the Naval Academy football team when I played. And it's really exciting that the judge group in the VIP careers is actually doing this for veterans. It's a great opportunity for veterans to showcase their skills to prospective employers at this event, and that's really the key. The military guys bring a tremendous amount to the table. They know there's a lot of things that the military does, and they train very hard, and they're also the most diverse group in the whole country. I mean, one of the things that we really pride ourselves on is diversity in the military, and it's an all-volunteer force, and we want to take those skills now that we've learned in the military and bring them to the civilian sector.
Like it. And have any good football stories from your days being the captain?
Well, I can honestly say that in the 4 years that I played, we never lost the Army.
Oh, so look at that.
Now, I'll have to give you a little caveat on that. The last year that I played, my senior year, we tied 3-3.
Defensive battle.
It was, yeah, absolutely. And as a defensive captain, I'm pretty proud of that. But it was the last tie in Army-Navy history, and unfortunately it was a 3-3 tie. But again, in 4 years, I never lost the Army.
How did you guys do against the Air Force Academy? Because I understand that Mike was Air Force.
Well, we used to beat them on a regular basis.
Poor Falcons.
Well, for the 4 years that I was at the Naval Academy, we had the Commander-in-Chief's trophy the entire time, so we're pretty proud of that as well. Now, you got to remember, this is a long time ago when I did play, so... And the rivalry is very strong, Army-Navy. It's been going on for almost 15 years, and the balance that they have is pretty close as far as wins and losses for each team. So it's a great rivalry, and now the judge group and the VIP careers is taking that to another level and helping veterans. One of the people that will be playing is my son, who also is a Navy veteran.
Cool.
He is a Navy reservist. He's a graduate of Wilkes University in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. And he, too, also is looking for a job as well. So, and he will be playing. So I'm trying to, you know, help him as well find a job, and also myself.
And what does this mean to you guys to have this in Philadelphia, the place where the Army-Navy game has taken place probably the most out of any other city is in Philadelphia? What does that mean to you to have all these Army and Navy veterans come back to Philly and play in another football game throughout the year? Is that something you're looking to expand upon year after year?
Yes, sir. We really think that we have the birthplace, really, of Army-Navy game is really in Philadelphia as well. And now this is going to springboard from that also. So we'd like to rotate this around the country and have the opportunity to do these kinds of games, maybe in another part of the West Coast,
yeah,
maybe another area. So other Americans can see this, you know, straight up.
I like it. I like it. And any people we should be looking out for? Any celebrities? Jaws going to be out there. I heard maybe Lou Tilly and any big names going to be at the game?
Both of those, definitely. And we got other celebrities, NFL players. I know is going to come out as well. We'll keep that kind of on a QT until we get the confirmation. But we do have former players from the cadets and midshipmen. One guy is Ricky Dobbs.
Okay.
Was a quarterback for Annapolis. He's coming back to play as a quarterback. So he's going to be playing there with enlisted men and others who are veterans. So it's a little different take, you know, because now he's not just playing with his midshipmen. Now he's playing with other people who are veterans, and it's going to be a great game.
And you guys had the full tryouts. Have you done practices? How has that all been looking?
It's going fantastic. And the coaches are just loving what they're saying. They said the skills are top-notch. And we got guys that are coming from all over, from as far as Virginia Beach. They come up and,
oh, wow,
and practice. So this Sunday, as an example, the Navy's getting together midweek, I should say Sunday, meeting halfway in Annapolis area to practice.
To
meet them halfway on that. But we have over 50 players.
Wow,
it's
like
really
that.
Good turnout.
And I'll ask Tim, did your son tell you anything what it was like to, I guess, practice for arena football? Because I imagine he played traditional football. Arena football is slightly different. Any learning curve with that?
Yeah, my son, Chris, did play football for Wilkes University. And obviously, arena football is a little different than conventional outdoor football. But it's all basically the same. Once you strap on the helmet and put the pads on, it's time to do business. So I think it's going to be a really exciting event. My son is looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing, the whole entire package, the employers, the veterans, the game, the whole nine yards. So it should be a really great day.
Is there going to be any direct representation from the military academies?
Yeah, yes, there are. We've been talking with Annapolis and West Point as well from the leadership perspective to come on down. Absolutely.
And do we know who the captains are going to be for this game? Have those been picked yet? Are there going to be captains?
There are going to be captains. I don't know exactly the names yet.
Okay.
But we definitely, when we call in again, we're going to have those names for us.
All right. Like it. And could you give us a little info about the pregame festivities? Because I know we're going to be broadcasting live while that's all going on. Because, again, you have the whole career networking event going on at the beginning of the day. So this continues throughout. And then there's the whole pregame festivities even before the game. So what's going to be going on there?
Yeah, we have a fan festival. So the Philadelphia Soul is putting on the fan festival starting around 3:30, quarter to 4, somewhere around there, where they'll actually get a chance to have some Biz Markie is going to be out there.
Oh, very cool.
Spinning some tunes and doing what he does, and some other special guests, but also a chance to have the players come on out and get introduced and meet the fans as well prior to the game. And then that'll roll until about 5:30, then the Soul game starts to kick in the gear.
All right. Well, we like it. Thank you guys so much for coming up. And any last info, if anyone wants to check it out online, ticket info, all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah, go to judgevipcareers.com to register. If you're looking for a career, we could definitely help you find that. There's a ton of employees that are going to be there who want to meet you. If you're a veteran, military spouse, wounded warrior, those transitioning service personnel. Also, go to PhiladelphiaSoul.com if you want to buy some tickets and come on out and see this great game as well and enjoy the whole Military Appreciation Day.
And this whole thing is going on at the Wells Fargo Center on June 22nd, the whole entire event?
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, we thank you guys so much for coming on. Mike Fierro and Tim Jordan.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, talking about the big event going on, like I said, June 22nd down at Wells Fargo Center as we get ready for the first ever Army-Navy arena football game. It's Keebler in the Morning right here on the Pulse South Jersey Z889. Let's get back into the music. Dyro, Sky High.